This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. A Nebraska man has been sentenced to a year and a half in federal prison for threatening Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold. The man was arrested after he posted the threats on Instagram. Griswold successfully pushed for a law change earlier this year to make it easier for statewide elected officials to get more security. Xcel Energy has a new leader in Colorado. Robert Kenny tells CPR's climate team that customers shouldn't expect a break from rising energy bills.
We will likely see some amount of increase as we continue to make investments in the system. We're making the investments that we think are necessary to drive the clean energy transition while doing it safely and reliably and doing it affordably.
Regulators recently signed off on Xcel's plan to spend nearly $10 billion on clean energy and transmission projects. The costs will be added to monthly bills over the coming decades. Conservationists are asking land managers to avoid building trails through Colorado's elk habitat. CPR's Miguel Otarla reports.
About 300,000 elk live, breed, and migrate in about one-third of the state. But a new report from the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership says nearly 40% of that habitat overlaps with trails used for outdoor recreation. The nonprofit, which supports fishing and hunting, says the growing recreation industry and climate change is threatening the species, as elk tend to avoid trails and human activity. The report says new trails should be built away from elk habitat or only have seasonal access. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
People that had an Icon ski pass when COVID-19 shut down resorts are receiving compensation from a class action lawsuit. The Denver Post reports emails went out to people owed money. Denver-based Alterra Mountain Company, which owns the Icon pass, has agreed to pay more than $17 million in pass credits. The amount of the credit will depend on how many times someone used their pass during the 2019 and 2020 season. You're listening to CPR News.